Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down? And you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all, and everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I bet you Carson is pretty vibrant today with the weather. With this weather, it puts a little spring in your step. It was that.
He'll do that.
Yeah, it'll do that.
Pep in your step.
Carson's always got that.
Yeah, Carson will change. He's a mood changer.
He might want to go over to the Memorial Stadium today.
Carson, go over and talk to just talk. First of all,
lighten the mood.
Start out. Go see LeBlanc. Do that first. At that Jane Farrell upstairs, and then do that. And then stop into the ticket office and see Holly Adam because Holly LeBlanc. Also. Holly Adam runs the place. You ever met Holly?
Holly Adam's the ticket manager.
Yeah, unbelievable. Been with him forever. One of the greatest humans there is on earth, and she runs that place. Her and Dennis and Jane Farrell, they meet every Monday.
Holly's very, I think she's pretty good friends with Keith Mann.
Yes, they would. I'm sure they were.
They've worked together for
a long
time.
I would think that would be a group probably that hangs out on the road.
Oh, they do.
They go to dinner. I could see them going to dinner on the road because they're not part of it. They don't eat with the team.
Keith.
I could see that.
What was Keith?
What a gem.
He's a gem.
Keith organizes that meeting between those three.
Keith, I was going to ask Keith about this today. You asked about the press box in Minnesota. Very odd thing at Minnesota in the press box. Very odd.
I love this. Paint the picture.
No press box announcer messes with you.
That's weird.
Yeah, you don't get the down and distance. You don't. So you got to
quiet. Just quiet.
Now, hang on now. Time out now. So when you say no press box announcer, there's a separate one? Are you? Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know. So always. Someone is in there?
Press box has zone announcer.
Third and four?
Yes. Yeah. Correct. Okay. And very
ball
calm.
Carrier.
Yep.
So I was out of whack the whole game.
That would freak me out.
I was out of whack.
If you're used to hearing it all the time.
Yeah. Because you can't. I know I've been panned, mocked. There's a sound bite where I say it's hard telling from the press box. But it is sometimes it's hard telling what's not going on, but you can't see you're a long way away is what I'm saying.
You are. Yeah.
Can't see numbers. True. Like a run that's 4 yards sometimes looks when you're way far away and you don't have a You're not looking straight down. And see, in Minnesota, Bill, you're looking at an angle. So there's a lot. So and then there's no press box in
there. So if you look straight down, what yard line were you on? Like the 20?
Oh, no, we're like in the end zone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be
corner.
Okay, yeah, so like that's that. Almost impossible to see then.
Right.
No, I'm
corner.
With you on that. Yeah. That would be horrible.
No press box announcer. I don't know if it's a cost-cutting
now, in this
move.
In the big box, is it like Nebraska's all here, Minnesota's all here? Or are you guys in a different box? Are you guys, is there,
there's,
you're mingling at all?
I didn't, there's some mingling. You're kind of interspersed. I didn't even, you know what, I'm just going to not lie. I didn't even pay attention to that. I was sitting with some Nebraska guys, and we are off on one side. And then I think Minnesota guys are interspersed throughout. I did not find Ryan.
Ryan Burns.
Yeah, Ryan Burns.
He was so good. Ryan Burns.
Did you head down to the field again in that late fourth quarter? Did you have to go down again for that?
Yes, but they don't let you on the field.
Oh, really? So you had to kind of sit in the tunnel or wait in the tunnel?
Yeah, kind of wait in the tunnel.
Yeah, couldn't really see them. Yeah. It is time for another edition of Head Scratchers.
Oh, God.
Sponsored by Computer Harbor. To go see Tripp and the team at 70th and O for all your Apple product needs. Also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. What do you got today for us, Bill, and Head Scratchers?
A lot of them.
This is the part that's crazy. We have hardly talked any other games, and it was probably the best weekend in college football I've seen in years.
We got tomorrow.
There was bizarre stuff that went on. I'm just going to bring it up real quick. Georgia didn't punt, and Ole Miss scored a touchdown in their first five series.
That's true.
Again, they scored a touchdown.
Athens.
Imagine being the D coordinator. Whoop, whoop, yep. Whoop, five.
What's going on?
Five, and they still won the game. Anyway, Louisville 24, Miami 21. Starts off on Friday night. We're watching it on the small screen because we're watching Nebraska
What's the big deal?
And so I heard this yesterday, so I'm not going to try to steal this, but I already thought it. But anyway, Jeff Brohm to Penn State. Why wouldn't you? How did you do at Western Kentucky? Really good. How did you do at Purdue? Really good. He has victories over Ohio State.
Sure
he's beat him. And they're number one.
Big Ten championship game appearance. At Purdue.
Goes to Louisville. Playing remarkable. Why not Jeff Brohm?
Be a good hire.
To Penn State.
I'm
you know, I love Jeff Brohm.
Why not Jeff Brohm?
Oh,
I love Jeff Brohm.
Jake has a strange fascination with Brohm.
Big fan.
He's the guy you don't want to go against. It's like he has it. He has a plan. It's unbelievable. Where I said, obviously, the head scratcher, Minnesota, Nebraska, huge one. Hmm. How about this fun one? Not only a head scratcher, but just a fun game. Cal 21, North Carolina 18.
See what happened in this game?
Oh,
no.
Cal's going to take the lead, and they fumble the ball going in the end zone at the 1 yard line, right? At the one?
North Carolina.
Yes. Oh, they were going to go ahead.
Yes, they were down by three. They're going in to take the lead, and he gets punched the ball at the 1 yard
ball
line.
Ball punches out.
Yeah.
And this is fun because I think there's about almost, I'm going to say 98% of the pundits are like, Belichick, they're not a fan. That's just across the board. Acknowledgement,
don't like him.
100. The other part doesn't hit at all like that. So. And I said, I thought that was the most head scratcher was Georgia didn't punt. Arizona State 26, Texas Tech 22. Storm the field, epic storm feeling.
Huge win for
quarterback
Arizona.
Was out Huge for win. Texas Tech.
Quarterback was out, but I'll say this: when they beat Utah, he was out most of that game also. But still, that's a setback.
Sure. Huge win for Dillingham.
Huge win for him. Vandy 31, Diego Pavia.
Yeah,
Pavia.
Clark Lee and Diego Pavia.
Oh.
Hey, Bill. Jake, at what point do you start? You know, we always have this. If Cignetti can do it, how about Clark Lee?
Yeah.
Vandy and Indiana.
Vandy is ranked 10th today.
They're
number 10 in the country.
Vandy and Indiana are in the top 10.
And Georgia Tech, 7th, by the way.
There's a chance that Vandy and Indiana's quarterback will be at the Heisman finalists.
I think they're
very
both
good chance.
Expected to right now.
Right now, if it ended today, they're both going.
Yeah, I'm not pushing back on Diego right now.
And I watched that game.
He
Pavia
was huge.
Is unbelievable.
He ran the ball really well.
He's unbelievable. He's just a dude.
Yep.
He's just hooked up.
He's a winner.
And the ultimate flex was no storming.
Oh,
that's right. They didn't storm.
Vandy did not storm.
No, Vandy's like, good win. See you later. Good win.
They did not storm.
The Gopher storm, by the way. That was odd.
They won
six straight against the press. They stormed.
They stormed.
They're ranked 25th, not 10th. They're 25th.
Vandy's 10th?
What's that?
Yeah, Vandy's number 10 now, yes.
Vandy and Indiana.
Indiana's number 2, and Vanderbilt is number 10.
This might be the most remarkable one of the whole weekend. UAB 31, Memphis 24.
God.
UAB fires their coach.
Trent Dilfer.
They fire him. And they get Mortensen's kid.
Yeah.
That was the head coach.
Chris Mortensen's son.
Chris Mortensen, RIP. His son was on the staff.
Yes.
He got named the head coach, an interim head coach.
They won.
UAB.
And they don't just win.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
They beat a ranked team.
22-ranked Memphis.
That's
22-ranked
correct.
Memphis, who's probably going to the playoffs, they feel.
Yep.
They were in the lead to go to the playoffs. And UAB, that's how a moot. Some people go, man, you can't fire a man. It's too early, too early. How's it work for UCLA?
Wow. Well,
how do they look?
Something was wrong.
So
there.
You think something wasn't wrong at UAB?
Yeah.
Think
probably
there wasn't,
very wrong.
I think there wasn't toxic where it was so miserable the kids didn't want to come in the building.
Oh, does that happen?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And all of a sudden now.
I need to hear that.
I mean, you watch Penn State play. They got beat on a radical quarterback run.
They looked good, though.
But they played way different.
They played pretty good.
They played way different.
They're up by 11
points.
Backup
quarterback. It was remarkable. That was big. SMU 35, Clemson 24.
Jeez.
Clemson's lost four. They've
Double.
Lost four. They're 3-4. I mean, that was at Clemson, just so you know.
I know.
SMU came in there and bullied them.
What's wrong with Dabo?
It's time for a change.
No. Easy change.
He should still coach somewhere.
I don't know if he fired
him. I need a change of scenery for Dabo. He's still a great
games
coach.
That are
great coach.
They're unbelievable. What's
Jake,
going
I don't
on with games.
Fire.
I'm just saying maybe he goes somewhere else on his own accord.
Hawaii, 31, went to Colorado State. 19, win the game off of that unbelievable flight, and then Norville got fired.
He did.
Jay got fired that next day. They were 2-5, and
he's 18-26 there.
Yeah,
18-26,
and they built that new stadium. They had momentum and things. Just
they're
not
going to the Pac-12 next year,
which again is just basically the Mountain West. So I don't go into the. They're going to the Pac-12.
And Oregon State.
Hawaii is now bowl eligible. 6-2 Hawaii.
Am I right about this? By the way. Is every team in the Pac-12 now, do they have a state behind them? Washington State, Oregon State, Utah State.
Boise State.
Fresno State.
I think it might
I think
be
everyone.
State. What if it's just it's the state league?
It's everyone. I'm pretty sure all eight have state behind them.
You might be right.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
8-4, Jake.
And the last one, Stanford 20, Florida State 13.
Oh!
Norvell.
They got stopped on a bonus play with no time at the 1-centimeter line. They ran a shovel pass, got stopped, game over. And just so you know, Stanford had 3 of their DBs out. They had like 8 starters out, Stanford did.
And they're not good already.
No, and they're not good. And Florida State hung 13 on him.
I called Marty last night, and he said, is his name Mike Norvell?
Yes.
Dead man walking.
Yeah. Well, do it again. The voice is perfect. Do it again.
Dead man walking.
Kind of sounded like sixth grade sip.
Sound a little bit like sixth grade sip.
Remember, I had a sixth grade sip before. I was really hoping for.
We can still do it.
If it comes up today, I'll be getting a lot of cash.
We are late. But that is Head Scratchers, sponsored by Computer Hardware. It is time to play.
That's good Head Scratchers.
The game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic, we only have 18 options for this. Big Ten offensive coordinators.
Okay.
I'll give you the name. You tell me what school is that. You know it's not Nebraska. It's down to 17.
Down to 17.
It's hard, though. I don't know a lot of the names.
I think we'll get all four of these right.
Okay.
Okay.
I think there's probably six I don't know, if you're saying that. I have no idea.
There's a few I definitely
If you know
don't
your
know.
Current Big Ten offensive coordinators, call us at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill and Trivia. Last week was, I think, 4-1. Yes.
Good
25
week.
And 12 is the record. Very, very right. Strong starts to the new season for you guys.
Yeah, that's good.
We have Zane. Zane, how do you feel about Big Ten offensive coordinators today?
I feel solid on that.
Zane, how old are you, Zane?
19.
Oh, 19. Young breaker.
Is this Zane Flores?
Oklahoma State.
I don't think.
Yeah,
are you calling from Stillwater?
From Oklahoma State, yes, sir.
That'd be incredible.
Calling from Stillwater.
That'd be great. All right, Zane. First question to you, Bill. A lifeline for Sip for one question. Zane, what school is Jeff Grimes the OC at in the Big Ten?
Layup.
Jeff Grimes.
Yep.
Wisconsin, the W.
Brilliant.
They threw a W at us. I had that one.
He's put up again.
And I say that to make myself some sort of.
No.
Why would I build myself up?
Put up 0 points in back-to-back home games.
Zero. Things are good. That's hard to do, too, not to score.
Home games. All right, Bill, Sip, first question for you. What school is Tim Lester the OC at in the Big Ten?
I got it 100 if you don't have it, Steve. Make sure you have
Bill
it.
Bill has it.
I do have it.
Oh, God. I want to keep you in my back
pocket. Oh, I know.
Zane knows it, so
I've got it. So don't give it to him unless you know.
Okay, I'm gonna have Bill do this. Okay,
Iowa.
Oh, would have missed it.
What were you gonna go with, Tim?
I'm not saying. Hey,
okay.
Okay. So now there's two out.
Oh God, I would have missed that.
And we know Nebraska.
All right, back to you,
so
Zane.
Now we're down to 15
for the lead, Zane. What school is Mike Shanahan the OC at?
Oh, is there conversations going in the background? This sounds interesting.
This guy's own lifeline.
Talking to Gundy.
I'm going with Illinois.
In Illinois. No. He said Illinois. It's not Illinois.
Oh, I know this one,
Sip,
too.
You don't have to take this one, but he did say Illinois. It was not correct.
I don't know.
You gotta pass?
Pass.
That'd be Bill?
It's Indiana.
It is Indiana. But this is for the win, Sip, and Bill cannot help you. What school is Barry Lunny Jr. the OC at?
Never heard of him.
Barry Lunny Jr.
You guys have mentioned his name for sure on the show, so
no.
I know you have.
Minnesota.
We have. This name has been said on the show within the last couple years.
Oh, I know where.
Several times.
I know where. I'm not going to say.
Zane, do you want this or not? Or tiebreaker?
Oh, I want this. I don't know why I said Illinois last time.
Yes, Illinois.
Brilliant.
There you go. Illinois. We have mentioned Barry Lunny on the show at length at times in the past.
That's hate, Bill.
We've talked about him.
I froze up.
I don't remember. I didn't have it, Steve, so I'm not upset.
Froze up.
Zane, congrats. You get bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
It's a bad start, Steve.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, build a breaker, Zane.
19 years old.
Yeah, Zane, thanks for calling.
I'm frankly stunned you didn't get Barry Lunny. You have brought his name up many times on the show.
Yeah, 100%, Jake.
Okay, so for Bill, how many Big Ten teams are averaging 30-plus points per game for the season? Not just Big Ten, but for the season.
Nine.
Is it 9?
I think it's pretty
on the dot.
Brilliant. Oh,
wow. Iowa just missed at 29.9 points per game. They're the pass to Brian Ferentz era.
Nine are averaging. What's Nebraska averaging?
33 points, something, I think.
When you get
the Akron game helped a lot.
Akron and
points.
Houston Christian, it helps a lot.
They're very helpful.
That's what I'm always saying. Just look at conference games.
Look at conference games. Look what Nebraska's giving up in sacks in conference games.
Ugh. I try not to. Hour 3 is next. More firings in college football. That's next. An early break in the ticket.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals. Like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code SAVEBIG at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com code SAVEBIG. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.